Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and once again, I have the pleasure of speaking with Andrew Smith, Managing Director of OneDegree. Andrew has a strong technical background as a developer and as an enterprise technical architect. And today we're going to discuss Adaptive Process Guidance, or APG. So first of all, Andrew, thank you so much for joining me once again.
Thanks for having me back.
So now, in our first podcast, we discussed taking a holistic company-wide approach to BPM. So how do you think a holistic approach can help with social BPM?
I think, firstly, we have to remember that there's two areas when we talk about social. The first one is obviously the social communications between the business and the actual customer themselves. So there are many ways that we can actually communicate now, whether that be Twitter or Facebook. And one of the big challenges for BPM is to actually capture all of those particular interactions, no matter where they've come from. We've got to remember as well that that will probably be sitting in our customer relationship management system, or it could be as part of a particular process that we're actually working on now. So we need to make sure that we have the whole conversation. And because social is very conversation-based, it's very easy to lose the context of that particular conversation or any work that has to be actioned from those particular conversations. So by being a lot more holistic and having that single platform that covers customer relationship management, that covers your business process management and the enterprise content, that you actually have all those conversations, you know, stored and accessible from one place. So as my customer agent at the end of the phone picks up the phone to talk to that particular customer, they can read those social interactions, be them from Facebook, Twitter, or wherever, and actually make sense of them. So that's a very important point to make with a customer experience. And that includes from a business process management point of view. As work moves along a particular business process stream, we're going to need to look at particular parts of a conversation, but we don't want to lose the whole context of it or the whole feel of that particular conversation that has been made. So we need to see everything that's going on whilst concentrating on just small particular parts. The second part of social is really talking about how social interactions at work impact a particular business process stream. So, you know, my colleague Dave could shout at me and say, Andrew, when you pick up this particular piece of work, you need to add tasks X, Y, and Z to it. So being social, to actually be able to adapt to those particular needs, BPM needs to be able to understand that now as a user, I've got a real-time need to update the process or update my particular piece of work and include those new tasks into it or new task definitions. You can take that further. Obviously, social interactions happen when we come to actually design a particular process. So it's good to actually capture those and store those somewhere in a holistic fashion so that when we look back and say, you know, why does this thing happen in a particular process? We understand the decision-making that's gone along and the interactions that have actually led those particular people or us to come to that particular design. So there's two concepts with social, and we need to make sure that we understand the differences between the two while still working in a complete holistic fashion.
Right, and I can see how that holistic would certainly make sense. Now, this term adaptive process guidance, why do you think this is a better option for being a holistic approach to BPM?
Okay, well, you know, to feed into the holistic approach, we need this single silo, really. That's really where the thinking goes. And the problem I have with business process management, and it, as it stands, or BPMS, is that I believe around only 20 to 25% of business processes really suit a good BPM-type system. And that's because they're processes that are highly structured, they're medium to high volume throughput, and they're relatively simple, yet highly repetitive. So that leaves us with 75 to 80% of processes outside the scope of BPM. You know, and these are where we have good arguments for adaptive case management and why there's a, you know, that particular paradigm that's relatively new. But what about the solutions or the needs of processes that fit in between BPM and ACM? And if we're having a holistic approach, don't we need to actually, you know, be able to deal with the structured processes? So that's the 20 to 25% that, you know, BPM really handles, the ACM processes, and those, you know, the gap in between. So I see APG as providing business with the methodology and the actual platform in the long term to tackle both these types of processes, so that structured, unstructured, and that gap between the two of them. APG, I really see as being primarily about being adaptive. So that's adaptive in every single sense. So that's adaptive to the needs of the business. So it's providing guidance to your end users and empowering them, but it's actually being adaptive to whatever the need is of that end user and of the business. So it could be the actual players in the process. It could be the process definitions, the actual task of work that needs to be carried out, the content that we're using, and even the ability to enforce, you know, strict business rules where we need to, so that'll be those highly repetitive processes, and actually removing them where we don't need them, so they're the more unstructured processes, whilst actually having that flexibility to say, yep, here we need to be adaptive, here we don't need to be adaptive, here we need to be rigid, and here we don't need to be rigid. And I think APG, you know, this concept of guiding the user through particular processes fits that a lot better. Because of that, APG, I can see penetrating more business processes across the enterprise. So if you've got one platform that's penetrating more and more of your processes, then that feeds into that whole holistic approach. And that means more of the processes across your business are benefiting for this management sort of, you know, the management layer that's there and all the things that get associated with BPM and ACM, such as greater efficiency, savings, et cetera, et cetera.
So now would you say APG is then the concept and ACM and BPM are then its implementations?
No, I don't really see that, to be honest. I can see why people argue this, but the whole point of APG is to be flexible in our approach to processes. Now, if we say we're going to build APG and ACM is the actual implementation or BPM is the implementation, then we've lost all those processes that fit between the two. So APG needs to be seen as a concept, yep, sure, and a way of thinking and how we address processes in the organization. But for APG to actually work for you, it needs to be a singular adaptive platform that's a real implementation in its own right.
So I think you've already covered this a bit, but to drill down a little bit, so APG, is it better at actually handling social?
Yeah, it must be. Yes, it is a lot better at handling social. And the main reason for that is because of its adaptive nature. So all these social interactions that are going on, once we capture them and there needs to be some sort of action from them, the user is empowered so much that they can actually change the particular process or the particular template or wherever you are in APG at a real-time stage. So, you know, for example, we said X, Y, and Z needs to be done and it added in. Well, me as a user with APG, I can simply say, right, for this particular piece of work, I need to define these new tasks, which is, you know, very quick and easy, and these need to be done. I can then make that available to everybody else who has similar types of work as me or follows that particular process stream. Or I can say, actually, no, this is just a one-off. This is just for me. So the platform's being adapted to the actual needs of me as an end user and actually what I need to do based on the content that I've received. You know, likewise with social interactions with our customers. So a customer can actually talk to us directly either through a customer agent or it might be talking to somebody who's actually processing their particular piece of work. And whatever that conversation we have with the customer, whether it's over Twitter again or Facebook, may spark new pieces of work or new things that we haven't actually thought about or even new processes. So in a real-time fashion, APG allows the user and empowers them to actually say, right, this new work needs to be done so I can deliver a better service to those particular customers.
Well, I can see where that certainly would apply now. Looking ahead, so what do you see for APG now and its rolling out and its acceptance and that sort of thing?
Well, at the moment, you know, APG is a very new concept, and it's only one that's really I've started talking about very recently. So at the moment, I'd say it's at a concept and ideology stage. But it's one of the things we're working hard with, you know, a company I work with, Workfile, is actually building that platform that delivers APG, not the concept, but APG, the implementation. And then you knock down those silo walls and you include it with ECM and CRM, and even better if they're adaptive ECM and adaptive CRM. So I think what we'll see for APG is actually a move from, well, more of an acceptance as a concept and an ideology. You know, people saying, yep, I can see how this makes sense and how it will help penetrate more business processes. And then a movement from that acceptance to, right, let's start building actual implementations that use the APG philosophy. Some people will probably build those on top of BPM and ACM structures and say, you know, your company has already invested in BPM. Here we'll provide you with an APG platform that sits on top of it, and that will help guide, you know, use BPM for the structured processes and APG for unstructured and those processes in between. Or you'll actually see, like with Workfile, an emergence of platforms that are pure APG in their own right. So I think it's quite an exciting time, but it's early days at the moment.
Definitely, and process definitely is business, so there's definitely something going on here, so we'll keep our eye out for it. This is EbizQ's Peter Schoaf speaking once again with Andrew Smith of OneDegree. Thank you so much for joining me once again, Andrew.
Thanks for having me.
This has been an EbizQ podcast.